All right, everyone, we are going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Welcome, everyone, to our October 2025 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. We are coming from the city of Lemon. We're excited to be up here this week. We're at the Beeler Community Center, and we've got not a packed agenda before us, but a good agenda that we're going to tackle today only. We will not be meeting tomorrow as a commission. A few things that we do have to do before we dive into any of the issues. The conflict of interest disclosure is one of those, and I do have to read that at the beginning of every commission meeting. So I will do that now. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they have a conflict of interest from the items on today's agenda? Seeing none, we will move on to the approval of previous meeting minutes, which are available on the Game Fish and Park website archives. Comments, questions on the previous meeting minutes? If not, we do need a motion to approve. So moved by Cole. Seconded by Bartling. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those meeting minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, commissioners will work on behalf of the commission, the department, and the public and attend meetings. Do we have any additional, or do we have any commissioner salary days?
I have two.
Commissioner Cole.
I had two for a South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation meeting.
Very good. Thank you. We do need to approve those minutes.
Move to approve.
Move to approve those salary days.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Beese. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those commissioner salary days are approved. And with that, before we dive into informational items, I understand we have a special guest that Jake Davis will be introducing.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, Jake Davis. I'm a Fisheries Program Administrator. Very happy to introduce Alyssa Barkman with the Perkins County Conservation District. Since we're in Lemon for this meeting, we want to take this opportunity to acknowledge our partnership with Perkins County and thank them for the efforts. In the last handful of years, we're on year 5 of our partnership, where we partner to conduct watercraft inspections at Shade Hill Reservoir here in Perkins County. This has been a great partnership. Just a little history on this. Over the years, as we started our watercraft inspection program, the Shade Hill Reservoir has been a very popular, very important recreational resource in this area, but it was one that was very hard for us to hire staff for. When we looked at our internship program, we had to hire a college student that was a sophomore or above, which there just wasn't a very deep applicant pool here, at least from when we posted jobs. Certainly when you look at other parks staff trying to hire those interns as well. And so when we were able to partner with the local county conservation district, able to tap into that local resource that was in the community that knew individuals that might work for this program. Additionally, they were able to hire staff outside of what would have been the sideboards of the intern program for South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. And so it's been a really good opportunity for us to partner to get staff out in the field conducting watercraft inspections at Shade Hill Reservoir. And again, since the commission's here, I really wanted to take this opportunity to acknowledge Perkins County, give them a chance to say a few words, and again, just say thank you from the department. So.
Very good. Yeah, thank you for being here. Go ahead.
And as he said, my name is Alyssa Barkman, and I'm the district manager. So Shauna is the one that started it before. She was the previous district manager. So she was kind of the roots of helping get it going up here with Game, Fish, and Parks. And then this is my first year. So it felt pretty successful for what we had. So
very good. Thank you, Alyssa. Any questions, comments from the commission? Well, we appreciate the partnership. Thank you very much, and thanks for coming.